I'm AV Krista, also known as Krista Bender, and you're listening to AV Power Up.
Hello, this is the mad sound guy, Chuck Espinoza. When I'm not watching reruns of Fringe, making bacon pancakes, or bailing Cora out of jail, I'm here, waxing poetic on AV Power Up.
It's my a intro always, day at Starbucks.
My intro always sounds so lame after Chuck. This is at Vadio Stacy, Stacy Kringlin, and you are listening to AV Power Up.
Hi, this is Hope Roth at Beer and Pie, and you're listening to AV Power Up.
Hi, this is Rich Brevetti. Look for me at Rich Brevetti. My Vine account died. Thank you, AV Power Up.
And I'm Corey Moss, the guest on my own show at CB Moss on what used to be Rich's mom's favorite social media platform. And Corey Moss with an E on Facebook. Thank you very much for adding that E, Mom. Love you, Mom. And you are listening to AV Power Up on Rave Pubs Radio with your host, the Power Wrangler herself, Pupkins, Krista Bender. Take it away, Krista.
So I want to forewarn all the listeners that tonight we're a little goofy already because we're celebrating something big. Today is Corey Moss's birthday. Happy birthday, Corey.
Thank you. What's so big about it?
It's got three digits.
So before the listeners turn off the podcast and decide to go gardening or
this may be just a, this may be a 5-minute podcast, don't you think?
I do want to say that it is important because Corey puts a lot of work into this show every week, whether people realize it or not. He's always behind the scenes doing whatnot, and he deserves special recognition for putting it all together. So happy birthday, Corey. This show's for you.
Thank you. This is my life.
And Johnny's life here. Hi, Johnny.
Hello.
So, hi,
want to be in the intro, Johnny?
Oh, did that already happen?
It did.
Well, it did, but go ahead. Do your thing.
Surprise! Does that count?
Johnny's not a surprise guest for you, Corey.
He's not one of my surprise guests. Okay.
No.
He popped in by surprise, but he's not a
surprise. I'm like that surprise where like you're expecting like money, like checks in the mail, but it's more of a bill.
And I am a surprise guest. So, you know, this is the best we can come up with.
Well, this is the surprise guest. Wow.
So before we get to this.
Where's the $20 you owe me for this?
Can I get the check now? I got to go.
You know where Bradford
is? Bitcoin is in the mail.
Your check is where my cell phone is.
Oh.
And Corey's, and Corey's iPad.
And Corey's iPad.
That's right.
So before we get too goofy, I want to thank our sponsor, Ingram Micro. Visit ingrammicro.com to find out how they can help you with your AV and IT needs. If you want to do it like Prevetti, go www.ingrammicro.com. Or if you're like everybody else, ingrammicro.com will get you there.
And if you're an IT nerd, you can go there too.
Yes. Rich, do you want to thank any listeners for us?
Hey, guys. Yes, I just want to thank our loyal listeners tonight. We have at @Brian_S_Carr. Thank you, Brian, for listening. And we have at @JT_Foster_CTS. Thanks, Jay. And, of course, my mom is out there somewhere in cyberspace without a password this week. But thanks anyway. And listen, stay tuned because we have some amazing job discussion later from Tier PM. Thank you, Tier PM.
Rich, what is going on with your mom out there in social media cyberspace?
She's in limbo, dude.
She's definitely in limbo. You know, the I gave her my Windows 98 machine, and for some reason, it's just not working. And I can't. You know, the best call center agent in me, I was not able to walk her through resetting a password.
I really had high hopes for humanity with your mom being on Twitter.
She'll be.
But this is so disappointing.
I'm going to New York this weekend, so she'll be back. She'll be online.
She will be back. Okay, you're going to get Slippy online too.
I'm getting them both online. They're going to sit here and podcast with me.
Imagine
two more old fogies behind me.
The challenge has been thrown. Rich and Mom and Dad will be in the same room podcasting on AV Power Up.
That will be the best podcast ever.
You won't have to yell so loud for a Hot Pocket.
Wow.
I was going to say, aren't you just in their basement? So how big of a change is it really going to be?
You didn't say basement, did you?
He said basement. So in case you're wondering who my favorite guest is today, that's Mr. Bradford Ben.
Is he mine, though?
Well, he's your guest, but...
I don't come with a receipt. You can't return me. I'm just a special gift for the episode.
So we have Bradford
we
for the
We can't return him to the guest store. Oh,
so if you didn't want to turn off the podcast before because it's Corey's birthday, feel free to turn off now because Bradford's here. Mm. And, you know, the green beans need to be picked in the garden or something.
Right.
Watch my grass grow.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So, Corey, since it is your birthday, is there stuff that you know now that you would have loved to tell young Corey when he started in this industry?
Don't do it.
Be a welder.
Don't throw out hanging curveballs like that. I got like six answers for Corey.
Well, young child. Who had no idea he would ever be in the AV industry until that one fateful day he answered that ad, walked in, sat down in the owner's office.
It was like casting couch.
That's not a joke, actually. So that fateful day that I did end up in the AV industry, I ended up in sales, integration sales, and the rest is history. And what would I say to the young Corey about?
Yeah. Would you, tell him to
what I know now?
Would you say don't maybe spend as much time pushing a certain type of technology or, you know, stay in sales, shift from sales, get more certifications, get out of the industry while you still can? What would you have said? You get in the time machine, the DeLorean is right outside. Mm-hmm. You hop in, you throw some trash in the back, and you kick back 15 years to the young, sexy Corey. What would you say to him?
Convergence is not the final frontier. How's that for one? Okay, AVIT, there is no slash. There's no ITAV. It just is. It's technology. Right, Chuck? Technology?
It is all technology.
Wouldn't you say?
Huh? Yep.
We're all in the technology industry, aren't we? That's what I would say. It's the technology industry. It's AV, it's IT, it's IoT. It's drones, it's, I don't know, Bradford, you got a few more? Bradford needs to come off of mute.
Corey would tell young Corey to never put himself on mute.
Don't put yourself on mute. It's a bad.
Okay, so it's the interconnection of things. It's the connected car, the connected house, Siri that knows all and tells you all. It's us becoming the product that's being sold for telematics and for, you know, for Facebook saying each one of us is worth $4.13 a year to them in ad revenue. It's the ability for systems to talk to each other. So in theory, it makes our life better, but as proven by Rich's parents, it just means more passwords to forget. So Twitter doesn't know what's going on anymore. It's the point of being able to have everything interconnected, but not having one neck to choke when it doesn't work. It's the joys of different protocols, but yes, it's all IP, but which IP? TCP, UDP, ARP? You know, take your pick of all the different portions of IP. So it's the Internet of Things, everything interconnected. But still, in my opinion, what all of this all comes down to is the personal relationships. Whether it's technology or just putting in a CD player, it comes down to how well do you service your customers? How well do you get along with your customers? And, you know, are they successful? Because if they're not successful, we're not successful. If we're not successful, I don't get to drink beer.
And that's where we end the show. Thanks, everybody, for joining
us. Thank you, Chuck.
I believe young Corey's head just blew up. So, but yes. Drink to me, please, because I can't drink to myself right now.
Would you like me to get out my scepter and declare it your birthday?
Oh, yeah. It's official. The scepter's out. This is good. Okay.
It's the shusher.
Pictures will be posted of this podcast. You will see Bradford and his scepter and all other costume and other thing changes. So
you can't see the scepter, nor can you see what we refer to as the sit-down gun, but he has that too.
Oh, okay. Excellent.
I am not proud.
Is my show almost over?
Yes, it is.
Your show was over before it started, and Krista invited me.
Oh, my God.
That's why I invited him. Because
is this why you invited him?
I just needed a good time, and Bradford's giving it to effects. Me.
For a good time, invite me. Wait, if that came out.
For a good time, call Bradford.
Said no one ever.
Hey, you know what? I'd like Stacy to tell the young me about what I would look forward to joining the AV industry so many years later, or why not to do it. I don't know.
Because you can tax deduct the home theater?
Oh, possibilities.
I have no idea. I mean, for me...
Why I would join the AV industry?
Well, I mean, because it's fun.
No, okay.
I don't know. I mean, because I feel like I just fell into it on accident. I wasn't at all looking to be in the AV industry, and I started working for Vodio when there was 5 of us, and now there's 100. So, mm-hmm. I mean, for me, it's super fun and exciting. I like it because it never gets boring.
I guess picking up the donuts wasn't a big deal back then, huh?
No, not so bad.
Not at all, huh?
One
box of donuts covered everybody, huh?
Covered everything.
So what did everyone else get?
Yeah.
There was only 5 of us.
Yeah.
How many donuts do you think I need?
5-person company. Can you believe it?
Yeah, mm. 5 of us.
Thank you so much for their... Oh, Bradford, really?
That was your present, Corey.
This is my slimming black shirt.
Oh, my gosh. Great. So, Stacy, so if I was the young Corey today, you would say, get
it. Do it because it'll never get boring.
It'll never get boring. Well, you know, that's a good point.
I don't think
so. It never does get boring in this industry. It really does, especially social media and everything else. It's never dull boring.
No, everything changes.
No question about it. I say no question about it.
Well, you're ready to come to Minnesota.
I've been doing a lot of talking to Matt Scott lately, so I guess I could say
Canada.
It, you know, at least on Facebook. You know, we actually had a great thing going, you know, discussion with me and Mike Shin. Talking about the Cowboys and you know about not liking the Cowboys and seeking private sessions for the reason Mike and I don't like the Cowboys, and Matt said he was paying, so I said okay, sounds good. Mike and I are going. So, Cowboy haters unanimous. Matt's paying.
Unanimous or anonymous?
That too.
It's one and the same with the Cowboys.
It really is.
And you know my favorite football team, right, Corey?
I do. I do. It's the team that's playing the Cowboys.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. Now, didn't you say something about the Packers, or did you say something about the Packers? Was that you or somebody else? I thought you were looking for a team, Bradford.
I always support the teams that support me. So they have an audio system I worked on. I'm a big fan.
Oh, what's the best audio system you work for an NFL team?
Ooh, I know better than to answer that one. Just because it sounds funny, but it actually is a big deal to the companies, to the NFL now, is what's the quality in the stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
And things are being rated on, and it's part of the way that companies are saying, you know, our contract says that we have to be in the top 25% of stadium entertainment in the league, or else we can void our lease.
Mm-hmm.
So me answering that question could be bad. So I'm just going to sit here and drink my beer.
Bradford can't answer that because it's his fault that the Steelers were picking up the Patriots radio broadcast last night.
You handed that, you're saying. Bradford's paid very well to do these things.
I have no idea what you're talking about. I don't want to polish my new car.
My sister called me on Friday, and I said, I'm on my way home from a job site. And she was like, was it out in Foxborough? Was it a takeover? And I was like, no, but I do know a guy who can fix those sort of things. And he wears a mean tiara.
Yes, I do.
Oh, yes, he does. That's right. I remember. So
the last time I wore a tiara, it fell off my head on Delaware Ave. and people were laughing at me.
Oh.
That pretty much sounds like my Friday night.
I'm kind of upset that I missed that on the Toddlers and Tiara episode. I can't remember if I was fighting crime that day, or I don't know. I definitely wasn't there. Yeah, missed it.
Hey, Rich, do you have an unauthorized segment?
You know, it's funny that you say that, because I have a great unauthorized segment today. But in honor of Corey's birthday, I just want to start off with a little bit of a giggle first. A few years ago, I was working with a couple lads, Marty and Russ. You know them well. We were going to repair something in the CEO's private conference room that was supposed to be empty. Me being the new guy, I swung open the door and entered the room at full speed, only to find the room full of VIPs, all kinds of people that were not supposed to be there. Well, it was my best aha moment. I made a super fast left turn, crashed right into a metal garbage can. Sounded like one of those big metal drums. It's a classic YouTube moment. Knocked it over, caught it, stood it up, walked out the kitchen door like I wasn't even there. Yeah, so it was, and I didn't get fired. So I guess it was a good thing. So on to bigger and better things. I just want to let you know.
Oh, that wasn't the segment?
No, that was the fun thing. Come on, you know, I walked into a CEO's conference room and tripped over the garbage can.
That's just called Monday in my life.
I thought you were going to say you walked in and there were two people making out.
Right? Wouldn't that have been the better story?
I was a FedEx guy for 20 years. I saw better than that.
That's the stories I want to hear.
We'll save that for another time. But today, I want to let you know, in the That's a Lot of Wires segment, number 27, I think. Today, I just made it up.
Okay.
It was a good number for me. What can I say?
You were actually on this show before this show even started.
That's right. That's right. So today it was the best ever. Today I spent 3/4 of my day inspecting 27 projectors of various manufacturer, lamp hours, to get lamp hours overall condition, do a D-lam check, delamination check. So I pose to you this question. After 25 projectors were essentially trash, why did we keep 27 outdated, damaged projectors? The answer is because we had the space. And because they knew that somebody at some point was going to come by and eventually clean them all out. 27 projectors, people. Thank you very much. Next time a projector is damaged, throw it out.
So let me ask a dumb question.
Yes, sir.
Isn't there these things called control systems using IP and the Internet of Things that Corey was talking about that we can use to talk to all these things? You know, yes, using sensors and stuff?
We have that now. We have that now, and it's awesome, and I kind of starting to understand it. But these 27, more than 27 projectors were stored in various storerooms, some basement that I needed super secret access to for a long, long time.
Well, it's like Parkinson's law, right? The more projectors, the more space you have, the more space you have to put projectors in.
Bingo.
Or is that Moore's law? Double the resolution every 6 months.
Well, there was an Epson projector in there that literally weighed probably 45 pounds.
Was it dot matrix?
It had an access panel on the back that was all S video and RCA, and I'm like, oh my god. Thank you. I should have brought it over and showed you online today. That's how amazing it was.
Do you not have one of these?
Mm-hmm.
You know what, though? That was the 27th.
What is that foreign object you're holding up there, Bradford?
Huh? It's my corporate leash that tells them where I am. If you notice, it's turned off because, well, I'm on vacation.
Yeah, look at that. That thing is turned off and no one can reach him except for us tonight. We're the only ones who can reach Bradford Benton.
You know, for like doing stuff. Oh, look, Stacy Kringlin, CTS, just retweeted my tweet.
Here it is in real time. What do you know?
Oh, look, Carmen job postings. I should probably check those out.
Definitely check those out. Hey, Rich, do you want a job at Harman?
Where are they located? Are they on Tier PM?
Bradford flies around the world to amusement parks. Would you like to do that job too?
I can, yes.
Not yes.
Okay. The answer is yes.
The answer is yes. Hey, we by the way, Rich.
Yes, sir.
By the way, Rich, your unauthorized segment has a new name now. That's a lot of projectors.
It's a lot of projectors.
Hey, really quick on the projector.
A lot of wires to a lot of projectors.
On the projector front, I'm really concerned. You said you had 27 bad projectors.
I want a job, bro.
Not working. So my concern is, where did those projectors go? I'm really hoping they went to the projector farm. Is that where they went?
They are in various states of moving into a recycling organization. Yes. They're
okay.
Not going to the farm. They're going to the jaws of AV death.
You're making little Johnny very upset right now. Can we just say projector farm just so we can move past the segment? Uh-oh.
Oh, yes. They're going to the projector.
I think.
Upstate.
Hello?
Hey, Corey, this is your first surprise guest. Hi, Gina.
I had a surprise guest.
Hi, guys. Happy birthday, Corey.
Hey, Gina. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Thank you. So how come your face isn't in this podcast?
It's on my screen. I am. What the problem is with yours.
I'm calling in from my phone because I'm traveling this week.
Oh, where are you now?
I am in Seattle.
And I mean in your physical location right now.
That's a little
personal. I'm sitting on a couch in my hotel room.
It's okay. Oh, it's just a hotel room?
He really wants you to go to the bathroom. That's what he's really trying to say. He wants you to talk in the bathroom. He loves those acoustics.
Yeah. The way your voice sounds in the bathroom. You know, Chuck, just like those little days, huh? Don't you?
It's the little things. I know Corey so well. It's the little things.
Well, that's why he thinks with the company.
Yeah, it is the little things. It really is. That's what I like. I just like the little things, okay? A little cake, right? Like Krista was going to get me a cake, right, Krista?
I was, if we lived a little closer together.
What kind of cake was it?
Vanilla.
A vanilla cake.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm not big on icing. I'm not really big on cakes, but I would have given you a vanilla cake.
Okay. All right. Enough for everybody here?
No, because it would have been for you.
Oh, just for me? An individual cake?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I believe that's called a cupcake.
That would be a cupcake. I guess. Yeah. I guess.
Or he has a problem and he eats the whole sheet cake.
Crying.
That's not a problem.
No, not at all. I would have picked it up with two hands and just held it in. What about bacon? Do we put bacon in it too?
No.
What?
I know. If I would have made the cake, there would not have been any bacon.
Vanilla bacon cake.
That's disgusting. If I would have bought it, I would have done that. But...
Wait a second. They have maple bacon donuts. What's wrong with a vanilla bacon cake?
Yeah, I know. That's gross.
No, it's not.
No.
Yes, it's gross.
I mean, it might
Bradford,
be a little bit too much vanilla.
Up. This is gross.
I want a Carvel vanilla bacon cake. Shaped in Fudgy the Whale.
I just threw up in my mouth.
They still do that.
Gina, if you would have baked Corey a cake, what would you have made him?
I hate baking. I am not a baker. I don't like precise measurements. I'm very bad at things like that, so Corey would not have gotten a cake.
Make me an imprecise measurement cake.
I probably would have just made you dinner instead of a cake.
Okay, dinner's good. What would you make me?
It would have been like 7/8 of a rack of ribs.
And a lot of booze and some Prosecco.
Yeah.
Well, actually, if I would have been over there with Gina, I would have made the chicken for you, Corey. Right, Gina?
Ooh.
And then Gina would have made, I don't know, something else.
Oh. Wait, and then, made the chicken? Chicken's already chicken.
I would have cooked the chicken.
You would have made a chicken?
I would have made a chicken. It's
now,
magic.
That would have been a sign like...
I would have used my unicorn tears drink that Hope and I drank and made a chicken and then cooked it for Corey.
Maybe you go out to where Johnny is, you catch one of the, what are those chickens or roosters over
the
there?
Pete's chickens.
They're roosters, but don't come out here because California where I live is currently on fire. So don't do that. It's bad. Like, no joke. Hills are on fire.
No, right.
Although it just started raining, which is why I'm wearing this white shirt. It doesn't rain here in California.
I'm wearing white today, Krista. What's wrong?
It's after Labor Day, Johnny. You're not allowed to wear white.
Up. Is that what happened? Why wear plaid? Is that how that works?
Yeah. You can wear plaid or Sansibel, but you cannot wear white.
I don't know what Sansibel is, but it's everything I've ever wanted.
It's actually a type of fabric that's typically worn by people in their later ages in God's waiting room known as Southern Florida.
So it's everything I've never wanted, then.
Exactly.
Is it like made of paper?
No, it's just very lightweight and, you know, breathes easily.
So, Corey, I have one of those in the mail to you.
One what? A Sansibel shirt?
Yes.
Oh, I can't wait. I've got to move to Southern Florida, I guess, it looks like.
You could also go to Phoenix.
Live out my golden years.
I hear the Wi-Fi is fantastic in Florida.
Yeah, well, I've tried it. It's tough, let me tell you.
Good stuff. They've also got gators and water moccasins.
Just make sure to write down your
and
password.
And sinkholes. Florida has a ton of sinkholes.
Sinkholes.
Do they really?
Sinkholes, yeah.
Maybe my computer will fall into a sinkhole. It's okay.
What about quicksand? Do they have that?
There's nothing quick in Florida.
Oh. Well, see, my whole life I've been preparing for quicksand since I was a child. And
it's kind of fast sand.
It's not.
It's moderately tepid sand.
Moderate.
No lava, no quicksand. I got
moderately
nothing.
Moving sand. So
it can be like quicksand if you stand in it at the wrong place. So, like, stand at the edge, it'll be like quicksand.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So, Gina, why are you where you are?
I flew into Spokane on Monday, and I had meetings all day Tuesday, and then I drove out to Seattle today, and I have meetings all day tomorrow, and then I am coming home Friday.
You know, Gina, you keep coming out to the West Coast, but I've yet to see you in person out here, and it's really upsetting me.
Yeah.
I'll be in Monterey in December. How far is that from you?
It's only a few hours, like 3 maybe.
Okay. Something. That's not bad.
Depends on traffic.
You make them wait all the way to December to see you?
It'll be like a Christmas present.
Take a trip.
Yeah. Oh, my God. I hate you. I'm traveling so much this fall. I don't want to take another trip. My December birthday. Is what you get.
Hey, Gina, is this a happy I hate you birthday phone call?
This is good.
Yes. I'm sorry. Yes, I love you.
Everybody else hurl stuff at me while you're on it. What a birthday. Who's next?
Wait up. You're not done talking to Gina. She took time out of her busy day.
I know. Gina actually took the time to call you.
Hey, Gina.
I owe her something.
Yes.
Tell me a joke.
A joke?
Just Johnny. Don't tell us.
I'm not a comedian. I can't tell jokes like on demand.
I got a joke.
I'm not very good at that.
The iPad Pro.
Actually, you're pretty funny.
And the pencil.
So, guys, do you want to know something? Who's been to Seattle before
on the call?
So, they have coffee there.
This is my first time, and nobody prepared me for the fact that it's just as hilly as San Francisco.
I've never been to San Francisco either.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh, it's neither. It's just interesting because, you hear about the hills of San Francisco, but you don't hear about the hills of Seattle. And it was, I was walking up, I got here kind of early. I left Spokane early this morning. So I could have a half a day just to walk around the city. And I walked up to the Tweedle and the EMP and a bunch of other, you know, museums and things like that up there. And I'm staying like 7 or 8 blocks from what they call the Seattle Center City or City Center or something like that. And that's where the Tweedle is and all that. And I'm like, 7, 8 blocks, that's nothing, right? Well, it's 7, 8 blocks. Like 45 degree angle hills, and I'm sitting there going, this is a great workout. This city is a really great place to go outside and walk and get your gym activity in. So that's one thing that's like little. No, I walk faster than that.
I don't know.
I had a beer on the way. So, yeah, that's probably about right.
So, are you in, like, Seattle proper?
I am.
Do you like coffee? Okay, I so do. You got to find this place called Ballard Market, and there's a in Ballard Market there's going to be Equal Exchange Espresso, and there's a coffee machine they have there called the Slayer, and it will give you the best coffee you have ever had in your entire life.
Really? Regular coffee or espresso?
Espresso. And Slayers. So the Slayer, the machine, the Slayer, they're like $25,000 espresso machines.
Oh,
does
my
god! Murder you after you drink it?
Or? No, but the, you will want to murder somebody. You'll have so much caffeine.
Sold.
So it's on 1400 Northwest, 1400 Northwest 56th Street, Ballard Market. Look for Equal Exchange Espresso. No plug. They're not sponsoring us. And get some coffee from the Slayer.
I would love
where
to see
is that?
They're not sponsoring us.
I drink espresso often.
I'll tweet you the address.
We want to thank our new sponsor. What was their name again, Chuck?
Not the Slayer.
Equal Exchange Espresso.
The Equal Exchange Espresso, the home of the Slayer. I could use one of those.
Yum.
Mm. We need a picture.
I'm very much Gina
drinking espresso.
Yeah, we need a picture of Gina. Post that picture of you drinking espresso at whatever that place is that Chuck just said.
If you can get a picture with the Slayer, that would be epic.
Yes, you need to drink a Slayer.
I will definitely try to get there. I have a very full day tomorrow, but and I don't know where that is, but I'm going to be in the Pike Street area.
Mm. Pike's Place.
So I don't know if it's anywhere Pike's near that.
Mm. I'll send it to you.
So, Krista, okay. We should get Gina to play that game, too, about, you know, young me and why I... what I should know about the AV industry when I'm young, not in the industry yet. Something
all right.
Like that.
So, Gina, I asked Corey earlier what knowledge or information he would give his young self from 15 years ago when he started in this industry. So when you joined this awesomeness a few years back, what do you know now that you would give yourself the heads up for?
Or me.
Or Corey.
For you? Oh, for me.
You know what? No, give it to Corey.
Make it for me.
I would say, I don't want to sound negative. This is going to come out completely negative, and it's not. It's actually a really good lesson. But pick and choose the people that you want to mentor you and the people you want to mentor very carefully, because you don't know who's going to be influenced by whom in this industry. I get along with most everybody. I think that most everybody are genuine people, but I think like in any place, any space, you're going to have people who are looking to use you to get ahead in certain ways. And, you know, you have something special that nobody else has, and it's what you bring to the table personally. And so that will be able to help people. And I would say just be careful who you decide to help and who you decide to have help you. So. But it's not negative. I didn't mean it as negative. I meant it is very positive.
Too late, can't take it back.
So in other words, you're saying you regret having ever met me is what I'm getting through this.
Oh my God, see? You're making it negative.
No, not at all. That's not negative at all. Trust us.
You're only the meal I look forward to the most at InfoCom every year. This is the, man, I need more beer.
Did you just call her a meal? What the hell?
What?
Every
what?
InfoCom.
We
discuss stuff.
Well, what?
Well, Gina, if you wouldn't have friended Corey, where would he have left his iPad when we were at InfoCom?
Oh, you know, do we have to go there again?
We've already been there.
No, we've been there and back. All right. You know, my iPad sitting somewhere.
Wait, so who's on this call? I can't even, because I came in and I have no idea who's.
Yeah, you can't tell me.
I know Chuck's here. I know Chris is here.
You have Steve.
But who are the guests today?
Well, the only other guest right now is Bradford Ben. So there's yet another super guest who hasn't called in.
The next one is a surprise.
Mm-hmm.
You got to stick around.
Yeah, I didn't get to see him this year.
Yeah, I was very disappointed.
Well, Our other surprise guest was going to be Dave Labuscus, and he was going to call in 5 minutes before you called in, but I guess it just didn't happen.
Maybe the clocks weren't synchronized because of NTPs not working?
Yeah, Dave heard you were calling tonight, Gina. He said he wanted to be on the phone, too.
I'm sorry, and I called a little early, so maybe I screwed up the lines or something.
Gina, he's messing with you.
I think it's because you're in the hills.
Don't do that. I can't see your face, and so I don't know if you're joking.
If you're on the show, we're always joking, Gina.
You know, what?
Gina, you are so adorable.
You're on the wrong show. We'll get you on a 5-minute podcast one of these days. Don't worry about it.
So, Gina, it's time for you to go eat.
Stacy's there?
Yeah, Stacy's here. Hope's here. Johnny's here. Rich
and Johnny?
Is here.
Oh, hi, Rich.
Power up without hope.
We have a show. We have hope.
Hey, Gina.
I saw Hope. Did Hope tell you I saw her?
Yes, we were there listening.
I think we all saw photos of you guys hanging out.
Oh, that's right. We were talking to you. God, it must have been the tequila.
Nah, there's no way it was that.
God, it must have been the tequila.
don't ever blame the tequila.
Actually, it was the guacamole.
Oh,
yeah.
There you go.
That was supposed to be killer guacamole there, huh? From what I hear. So yeah.
Actually, it was very good.
Yeah. So you were Jane Johnson of Pivot Communications.
I was. Yep, we were.
Yeah. So what were you guys all doing there together, huh?
Drinking tequila.
Hope lives there.
You must have all met for something. Oh, that's right. You talked AV and something else.
And booze.
They're having a meeting of the minds based over liquid courage tequila style.
Mm-hmm.
There was a trade show going on at the convention center called Inbound. And Inbound is an inbound marketing trade show and professional development kind of event. And HubSpot is, I don't know if they put it on or they're the platinum sponsor or how it works, but we were there just meeting with Jane's rep from HubSpot.
Okay.
So that's it. Yeah. Oh. Nothing big and exciting.
And then
there was lots of tequila.
Oh, and I went to Brandeis when I was up there. So, you know, that brought me up there, and then Inbound kept me up there, and then dinner and all that stuff. So it was good.
And then there's Hope. You know,
and Hope
comes with Boston.
I learned all sorts of things about marketing.
Did you really?
Yes.
Would you care to share it with us?
Maybe you can bring up more than six listeners, Hope.
Jane Johnson could explain it all better than me. I would just butcher it, but yeah, I found it very interesting. She knows what she's talking about.
But she's not on the show. Now we have you.
Not on the show.
Yeah. Well, we didn't get her tonight.
We have Gina calling in from her hotel room. We should see what Gina has to say about the marketing stuff she learned.
You
Gina,
think?
What did you learn about marketing?
Yeah, why not?
Well, we were there to talk to HubSpot about their marketing automation platform.
Mm-hmm.
And so we weren't necessarily talking about strategy so much as we were talking about more marketing infrastructure. Analysis and you know, pain points and things like that. So I didn't get to sit in on any Inbound seminars, although they were all packed and it looked really interesting. What we did, you know, end up meeting about, like I said, was just more like just setting things up properly and the information that this specific software allows you to, you know, review and things like that. So I'm sorry, my brain is just not working right. I feel like it's 10 o'clock here and it's like 6 o'clock and I feel like I should not be hungry for dinner because I feel like I should be going to bed and I'm hungry for dinner. It's just I feel very off.
Jet lag.
Okay.
I highly suggest you take more tequila.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think when I go out walking for dinner, I'm going to try to find some.
Okay.
So, yeah.
So
what are you doing for your birthday?
I'm doing this.
No, I mean, are you going out this weekend?
This weekend?
This is Wednesday. It's kind of hard to celebrate birthdays during the week.
I don't know. I don't have any
Corey plans. Corey celebrates his birthday every day.
That's right. Every day is a birthday party.
Oh, you should come to New York. I'm home this weekend.
Are you? Okay, what are we going
to
do?
Yeah, I'm home. I get home late Friday night. So come up to New York and we'll celebrate.
What are we going
to
do?
Drink tequila.
Oh, now you're talking. Okay. Hey, Chris, are you going to join us?
And even better on
which
Saturday.
Which night? Which day?
Mets.
And
which
Mets,
day did right. you say?
All the days.
All the days.
All the days of the weekend.
All those days.
That's how that
I can't,
works, right?
I can't do all the days. I cannot do Friday. I cannot do Sunday. I could maybe do Saturday.
Most of the days.
Wow, you are the life
well,
of the party.
Well, Friday, I get home at like 10 o'clock Friday night, so Friday's out for me too.
Maybe Rich will join us.
So
what time's the Jets game on Sunday?
Field.
Hold on.
Jets play Monday night.
Monday night? No. What
the Monday
Jets
night?
Play Monday night?
Play, no, she said the Jets. Jets play Monday night against the Colts.
Yeah, did they play Monday night? Oh,
Gina's a big Jets fan, Rich. Gina's a major Mets fan, Jets fan and Mets fan. Like me, Mets fan.
Mets and Jets.
That's right.
Did you know? So I was reading some random article this morning about, because, you know, I wake up at 3 a.m. now, about each state's favorite football team. And out of 51 states, they included D.C. as a separate state, which is stupid. But out of 51 states, the Jets were not a favorite in any state. Guess who the favorite football team in New York is?
Buffalo Bills.
Yes.
Because they're the only New York team.
Exactly.
Ah, see that?
Well, and upstate is a lot bigger in area than the little islands of the boroughs.
I know, but I don't think they're bigger in.
But I'm pretty sure once you get outside the North Jersey and northern New York City area, that's all going to be Bills territory.
And it's also because
it is. The entire New England, as you probably guess, is Patriots. New Jersey are actually all Giants fans. So I found that really interesting. I was very surprised by that. This was an interesting little map for me. And at 3 a.m., I was completely enthralled in it.
Obviously not enough tequila before bed.
Not enough to what?
Tequila. If you're up at 3 a.m. enthralled by football fan ratings.
There is definitely something wrong with that picture. But I was up at 3 because my body was awake. That's why I feel like it's 10 o'clock at night right now.
You're not. This is my typical week. I just stay up late the first day and, you know, stay up for like 21 hours and then just, you know, push through it.
Hey, maybe our next.
I really should have stayed up later. The other day I stayed up until like 9:30. And I guess that was the first day I was here. Maybe it was last night. It was you know, I made it to midnight. I went to sleep. But, it didn't work out for me. I woke up at 3 anyway.
Oh, okay. So maybe our next guest can help her along with that, Krista, if our next guest ever does make it. But are we doing a show tonight?
Yeah, we're trying.
Okay. Is there a segment?
The next guest isn't going to be on for a wee bit, so
we don't have much more than a wee bit to do this show.
I didn't tell you how big a wee bit was, did I?
Oh, this is a marathon.
Fight! Fight! Fight!
Are we doing the marathon? Finally.
No, we're not.
All right.
But so I just wanted to surprise you with Gina because I knew she's besides next to me, of course, one of your favorite people.
Yes, absolutely. No, Gina and I actually remember that Mets game, Gina, from a ways back.
How did I forget? Made me pick you up in like some seedy motel in Floral Park. And I had never, it's a very funny story. So this is my favorite story of Korean. It's the first time we met. So we have been talking for a while and whatever back and forth. And I invited him to come up for a Mets game. I had tickets. And so he's like, okay, cool. Can you pick me up? And I said, yeah, no problem. Where are you staying? And it's like this seedy motel that you would have never heard of. So I pick him up and I call him and I'm like, okay, I'm here. And he's like, well, come up to my room. It's room XYZ. And I'm like, good. I've never met him before. I'm in a seedy motel in the middle of Floral Park and you're inviting me to go up to your hotel room. I don't know if this is going to happen. And he's like, no, come in.
He uses that line.
And it was so innocent. And all I can think of is this guy going to murder me? But it was so innocent on his end. So I go up to his room and I knock on the door and he's like, come in, it's open. And I'm like, oh, great. That makes it even worse, right? So I'm like, am I going to walk in and he's in his boxers? I have no idea. So I like open the door a little slowly and he comes running up and he gives me a hug and everything was fine and he was fully dressed and it was absolutely okay. But kind of leading up to that moment, it was a little bit nerve wracking for me. My first Corey Moss story.
I would have expected like a mankini, an FSR hat, and a bottle of lotion. Like boots and lotion. I got an edible arrangement for you.
Ew.
It's a welcome gift.
What? I mean, that's what happened when I went over.
That's true.
That's why I keep going back.
It was made of bacon.
It was good. I still have some.
Yeah, I think there were maple bacon donuts involved as well.
There were maple. I don't
were there now. Mm.
I don't have any of those.
Hey Gina, you know George is the one who introduced us to maple bacon donuts, right?
George who? There's like 45 million Georges
George,
I know.
Yeah, no, George Fournier. Come on. Fournier.
No, I did not know that. I was introduced to bacon maple donuts when I went to Portland, Oregon. I guess a place called Voodoo Donuts makes the ultimate maple bacon donut.
Yep, I was in Portland last month, and I went to Voodoo Donuts and got their maple bacon donut. I kind of kept it to myself because I didn't want to get them sold out.
Everybody in Portland,
they still make maple bacon donuts. Dunkin' Donuts just taunted us with them.
Well, it's Voodoo Donut. It's like a high class like boutique donut shop.
Yeah, and there's a place down in Ocean City, Maryland. It's called something like Prune. It's got a prune for like a caricature for like it in the name of it, but
that's not inspiring at all.
I'll look it up, but they got all sorts of weird donuts like that, so they probably always have some bacon John on there for you.
Well, I'm calling it the next sponsor, Voodoo Donuts with the maple bacon donuts. They have them, they don't just taunt us with them. So
get married at Voodoo Donuts.
Don't you have a friend at Biamp? Just call your friend at Biamp and have them send like a box.
Who has a friend at Biamp?
I have a friend at Biamp.
I
have a friend at Voodoo Donuts.
It's called, Corey, it's called the Fractured Prune. If you go down to Ocean City, Maryland, which is the best beach ever, you can go and get some sort of bacon junk on your donut.
I may just be the right age for it, too, at this point.
Yes.
Mm, the Fractured Prune?
Yeah, it's very good. Their donuts are fantastic.
Sounds like something that should be in Southern.
They put like cereal, like my guilty pleasure cereal is Fruity Pebbles. You can get that on a donut, and they do stuff like that. It's great.
Oh, really? I can get my favorite cereal on it. Oh,
yep.
Cool. I'm gonna have to go take a trip to OC.
I didn't know that honeycomb donuts were honeycomb cereal was still available. Because if that's the case, I'm going there now.
It's got to be, because if they make that disgusting Oops, I'm All Berries by Captain Crunch, they've got to make honeycomb.
I haven't seen honeycomb in a while. What's wrong with Oops, I'm All Berries? That's like no different than buying nothing but the like Lucky Charms from Lucky Charms and making that your cereal.
Like nothing but marshmallows?
Yeah, but they don't sell
pure marshmallows.
Cereal. It's just the charm.
Yes.
Yes.
Just the marshmallows. Yeah. You don't
if you find yourself drinking late night and waking up 2 days later, you've primed drunk, my friend. And a pound of marshmallows show up at your door and you're like, I don't remember buying that, but I'm eating it.
You know what you do if you're a major rock band, you go to a hotel and you say, I want Lucky Charms and I only want the marshmallows. If I see any of that other stuff in it,
then you know to check the rigging on your lights.
Oh my god! So my the company I worked for before I was at Infocom, my vice president, my direct reporting senior, was a chemical engineer in her former life, and she invented the rainbow marshmallow.
What?
I was like, come on, man, you've got to have some laying around. Like, you've got, like, the secret recipe at your house. Why don't you bring me some? And she's like, no, man, I can't do that. And then, like, slips them to you over the desk.
Cool.
Yeah. Wow. She invented the rainbow marshmallow.
She's famous.
As a kid, I was never allowed to have those cereals. I only ate Cheerios and Rice Krispies. That's all the cereal I was allowed to eat. Yeah, so I never really had.
Are so much healthier.
I had Rice Krispies today. They were mixed with marshmallows, bacon, and chocolate.
No, my mother used to put like pieces of apples in them and blueberries and things like that.
Yeah, but now as an adult, you can have whatever you want in 2 days because prime.
I know. I don't eat cereal now. I'm just not a cereal person.
Oh, well.
I was just turned off to cereal.
Every now and then, I'm like, you know what? I just wanted to eat Lucky Charms 3 meals a day when I was a kid. I was like, when I grow up, I'm going to eat Lucky Charms 3 meals a day. And then I found bacon.
And how many meals a day?
I found bacon.
Every meal a day.
All the meals.
I need a number.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
If I'm eating, five. There's something with bacon in it. It might be five, but it's got bacon.
He had meals with his bacon.
I had bacon with my bacon. Exactly. With my meals with my bacon.
That's right. And bacon soda.
Bacon pancakes.
Mm.
Making bacon pancakes.
Yeah.
Hey, Gina, what's the best part about Seattle so far?
I want a bacon cake.
The best part of Seattle was that I found this little rocky beach in the middle of this, on the west side of the city, but I was in the city sitting on a beach. That's pretty
cool.
So no cereal.
Yeah, nobody else is really excited about this. I thought it was really, really amazing. I saw the Tweedle and all that.
Oh, wait, I'm excited.
But I was in the beach in the middle of the city. That's cool.
Mm.
I'll send you all a picture.
Hey, guys, we have a special guest coming on.
Is it me?
No, it's me.
Haven't we established that already? We have another special guest.
Oh.
Everybody be quiet.
Say hi. Okay.
So we have Kenzie Kringlin. Am I saying that right? Kenzie Kringlin?
Sure, but her last name's Smith, but that's
Kenzie
okay.
Kringlin, Kenzie Smith. I'm okay, faux pas. We have Kenzie Smith.
Hi, Kenzie.
Hi. Forgive him. He doesn't know English.
No.
Kenzie, did your team win tonight?
Sad. Yeah.
Woohoo!
So we normally have Natalie, but tonight we have Kenzie with us. And Kenzie is a soccer star. We know this very well. And hi, Kenzie. Tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of technologies you like.
I like my phone.
Yeah.
Mm.
Her iPhone.
That is Bradford.
My iPhone 6.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right, that's Bradford's phone.
I like my computer.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a Mac. Mm-hmm. Mine is. Hers isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll forgive you.
She didn't pay for it, so I had to.
You accept all kinds.
There you go. Made. There you go. All right. So, how's the team doing?
What's that?
Your team doing?
Oh, my team's doing good.
Good.
I don't think they've lost.
Well, I don't know because I haven't been able to play.
Well, yeah. She had a concussion. She took a ball to the face.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. Are you feeling okay?
Yeah.
Okay. That's good.
Kenzie, what is the preferred cereal of soccer stars such as yourself?
Yeah, we're talking cereal tonight.
What kind of cereal do you like?
I like, what's it called? I like the Jif peanut butter. Cereal.
Jif peanut butter cereal.
That's a thing.
I gotta go, you guys. I'll be right back.
Amazon Prime.
Oh my gosh.
That's pretty good. That's a good one, Kenzie. I've had that.
Order us all Jif peanut butter cereal. This is great. I love it. I want some.
I just learned the best thing ever, you guys. Did you hear what just happened?
What?
peanut butter cereal.
Oh, yeah. Jif. I heard. I was there.
I'm just making sure you guys all heard the same thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Got it.
Yep.
It's
guys, I don't mean to interrupt. I'm just going to jump off. I have a bazillion things that I have to do before I fall asleep here. So I will talk to you guys and have a very, very, very happy birthday. And I hope to see you this weekend. And if not, very, very soon.
Okay, G, I'll see you soon.
Bye, Gina.
Okay, bye Gina. Everyone.
Bye-bye, Gina.
Bye.
Bye, Gina.
All right, and I too am sadly going to have to go. I'm going to help this one with homework.
Okay.
But I will see everybody next week, and happy birthday.
Well, Kenz, my homework.
Thanks for dropping in, Kenz. It's nice meeting you.
Nice
to meet
you, too.
Okay.
Bye.
Right. She's really excited right now.
Yeah, it looks exciting.
I can tell.
All right. We'll see you guys later.
Okay. Just like, come on, Mom. This algebra's not going to do itself.
Exactly, right?
You've got that CTS. Come on, put it to good use.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have the book right here.
Don't you learn algebra when you take your CTS exam? There it is.
Do you read that book to her every night as a bedtime story?
Yeah, she's running away. No, don't worry. By the end of this freshman year of high school, I'm going to know Spanish perfect, as well as my math skills will be very brushed out.
Forget all that. Teach
Good.
Her to be
then
a
you
CTS.
Can teach me.
I think the only Spanish you really need to know is tequila.
Well, she told me, she goes, I looked up the most important words so that if I'm in the gas station or something and there's people talking in Spanish, kidnap, murder, and something else. And I'm like, super, great, Ken. Thanks.
That's where I learned all my Spanish was in the gas station. I was like, murder, tequila, kidnap.
Dos más cervezas, por favor. Dos más cervezas.
Dos mucho frío cerveza, por favor.
All I know is donde el baño.
Hey, that's what you mean is too, buddy.
I know. Donde está tu pantalones?
To which the answer is, it's near the Jif peanut butter cereal.
I'm going tonight after the show. I'm getting
Oh my gosh. All right.
This is epic.
I will see you guys later.
Okay.
Bye.
Thanks,
Dad. Bye.
Take care. See ya.
Yes.
Okay. So, now
should
what?
We just rename the show to Peanut Butter Power Up?
Yeah. The Jif peanut butter cereal is good, but it's a Jif because it's a smaller box.
Or AV peanut butter up.
A Jif or a Jif?
Hey-o. It's such a Jiffy Jif.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I'm a Skippy fan.
You would be, Brad.
He is. A Slippy fan?
He's a Slippy fan. Hey!
Hey, he's never met
Hey!
Slippy is my second favorite Provetti.
Is he your second favorite?
Yeah, and I've met three.
You going to tell us your first?
It's Rich.
El Train himself?
Us why?
He saved my life one night, so really? He's got to be my favorite.
I don't know about that.
You at least made sure that they didn't call the ambulance.
By saving your life, drink that.
Well, what happened, Rich?
It was just a night of severe intoxication. Just another normal night, you know.
Just another normal night in
It was, we all got those stories. Everybody had a...
Don't know what you're talking about.
So yeah, Rich happened to be there for mine. Okay. Rich was there in my darkest 6 hours that I've ever had.
Oh, okay. So he's your hero.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay. Although, you know, him and my other buddy, Jif, Jif's really my hero because he carried me. He thought he dislocated my shoulders doing that too. But he didn't.